Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan, and joining us is a longtime friend. She is Miss Adrienne Majors, the wife of From the KNC Masterpieces, Corey Majors. She is the executive director of the Sandlot Charities. And Adrienne, thanks again for popping on the show.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate you having me.
Well, you know, it's that time of the year, and ironically, your hands are full on your end because not only do you have the Sandlot Charity big event at Globe Life Field, which is coming up the first part of December, but on Thanksgiving Day, the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, they always have a full schedule celebrating and raising money on the Peace-a-thon. Can you talk about the Peace-a-thon first? Because, you know, they do such a great job. And again, you're right there every step of the way.
Yes, of course. So it's actually the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So it leads into Thanksgiving.
Right, because the Cowboys game's Thanksgiving.
Right. We got to get our priorities, right?
Yeah.
So, the guys, Corey and Kevin, have been doing this. This is their 12th Peace-a-thon. They've raised so much money over the years through just a really incredible online auction. And that money over the years has supported My Possibilities, which is an organization that, provides continuing education mm-hmm. and job training and placement opportunities for adults 18 and up who have intellectual and developmental disabilities. So they've made a huge impact over the past, like I said, mm-hmm. 11 years. So year 12 is coming up. They've got some amazing items each year. They just blow it out of the water. I don't know how they do it on top of working their full-time jobs, but we're very fortunate to have, their interest in supporting this space. And this year it's exciting because the proceeds are going to benefit two awesome organizations. Mm-hmm. So it's going to go between My Possibilities and the Sandlot Children's Charity. So super excited to be part of this in a new aspect this year. I love the team over at MP. They're amazing.
Yes, they are.
And I'm actually over here today helping. We're working together, true collaboration, getting all the items cataloged and ready to go for next week.
And if people are interested in doing anything with My Possibilities, the location online is?
MyPossibilities.org.
Just that simple. Now let's talk about Jared Sandler's Sandlot Children's Charities, because that's the next big event. And again, the masterpiece, Peace-a-thon, is on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And part of the proceeds are now going to be going to the Sandlot, which you are now the executive director. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It has been such an honor to be able to join forces with Jared. He's just such an amazing leader and huge advocate for the disability space here in DFW. And being able to be some part of his vision has just been really rewarding and very excited to be part of that. So we have our event coming up on December 7th out at Globe Life Field. And it's a really neat opportunity because unlike most nonprofit fundraisers, this is truly an experience.
Yes.
It's very different. So it's out at Globe Life on the field. So it's family friendly, it's casual, it's sports themed. And it's just, it's like an adult field day, but also for the kids too, right? So lots of really fun large scale lawn games. There's opportunities to meet some of the area athletes, professional athletes walking around, opportunities to sit and enjoy ballpark food. We're having pizza this year too, which is really great. And then they do a really amazing silent auction as well. And it's all funds to support the Sandlot Children's Charity, which we then provide financial assistance to organizations that support kids and young adults with physical or developmental disabilities through sports and rec opportunities. So looking to make sure that they have access to those inclusive or adaptive sports programs.
Okay, so I want to paint some pictures for those who have not been there yet.
Sure.
First of all, it's on December the 7th, which is a Sunday, but strategically, Jared has always done this on the Saturday that the Sunday that the Dallas Cowboys are not playing a game. They're
correct.
Not playing that game. There's no reason. You're not going to miss anything.
Yep. No excuse. No excuse.
And the other thing that's amazing is over the last couple of years, I don't know if this is the third or the fourth year they've been at Globe Life Field. Is it
third year?
Yep. Yeah.
Ninth annual Swinging for a Cause. This is the name of the event, but our third year out at Globe Life.
Yep. Swinging for a Cause. I love this. Now, so here's some more pictures to be painted. If you've ever been to the Rangers game, I bet you've always wanted to go out on that field. If you've never been to a Rangers game, you're probably like, well, you know, I've always wanted to go out there, but I have, you know, I don't want to fight the crowds. This is the opportunity. This is a great opportunity. And not to besmirch any other nonprofit or any other organization that raises funds with a traditional gala at some amazing location, like a ballroom at a lavish location or whatever it is, or even if it's something that's even more convenient. The point is, this is unique. This is on one of the most incredible stadiums in any sport. Globe Life Field has been the scene for a couple of World Series, not just the Rangers World Series, but during the pandemic, it was the scene for the first World Series, you know, or neutral site World Series when the Dodgers won and they beat Tampa Bay. So just imagine how great this facility is, and you get to go down on the field. And Adrian, you've been there before for this event. Can you talk about how you got the food station set up? And it's just amazing.
It's amazing. You know, Corey has participated the past couple of years, you know, part of what they do, which I love because it brings those stations together and all the guys that are, you know, trying to make an impact together. They auction off a couple of the show hosts to be able to sit at a table with them. So I've had the pleasure of going the past couple of years and being on the field. It's an experience, and it's something that I think whether you're a kid or an adult, how often do you get an opportunity to go stand on the field of a World Series winning baseball team, right?
And exactly.
It's just, it feels so much bigger when you're down there on the field. And there's just something really special about it. And then knowing not only is it a unique experience, you're also there to do well and or do good and give back to the community.
The other thing that's so cool about it is it's climate controlled. It
Correct.
Does not matter if it's cold or if it's hot or if it's raining, snowing, or just nothing at all. You're indoors and it's perfect conditions. And again, you've got the whole place to yourself. I'm talking about, it seems more intimate because it's not a crowded game. It's not, you know, 20,000 people showing up for the game. It's absolutely brilliant and it's amazing. And major props to the Texas Rangers for allowing, you know, the Sandlot Children's Charities to have this event. And because it was such a success, the Rangers let you guys do it again and again and again.
I know. We're very fortunate. And like I said, it's such a different experience than your traditional fundraisers, which is great. And we're excited this year, too, because we get to share some of our vision of what we're trying to do and the reason why Sandlot decided to bring on a staff person. So we're excited to share with everyone our vision of trying to bring a universally designed, all-inclusive sports and rec facility here to the DFW area called the Sandbox.
Oh, my goodness. Let's talk about that a little bit more because we got a little time here.
Oh, perfect.
So is that going to be, like on a big video screen? Are they going to talk about it? I'm trying to measure this because in the past, sure. And you know, because you have those video screens there and you know, you got a PA announcer and they've asked me, Jared has asked me over the last couple of years to do a little something over in this one corner with the kids and stuff on the mic. So I can just imagine the big announcement on the video screen with all the bells and whistles. Am I ahead of myself?
I'm going to save a little bit of that, but yes, there will be an announcement there.
So, nice. Very nice. You got to be there to see it, right?
Right. That's right.
Okay. So check this out. Again, as we continue to paint the pictures of why everybody who's listening to this program needs to make their way out to the Swinging for a Cause. Let me say it right. Say it. No, you said, I'm going to repeat you. What's the name of the event?
Swinging for a Cause.
Swinging for a Cause. The Sandlot Children's Charities, December 7th, all afternoon. What time is the doors open?
4:30.
And again, there's no Cowboys game that day.
Correct.
But once again, not only are you all over the field, and they have like, you know, a jump. They have all kinds of stuff for kids. When I say kids, I mean, just think of all the outdoor activities the kids could do in some kind of a park. You know, you have the bubble houses. What do you call those things?
Bounce houses.
Bounce houses. Yes, they have all those different things. So kids of all ages and adults, too, they've got adult beverages for those who like adult beverages. They got kids beverages. And when I say bring the whole family, not just you and your kids, bring your cousins and your nephews and bring all and the nieces and uncles and grandma and grandpa.
It really is fun for all. And I think, you know, ballpark food out there, you know,
we do
a whole snack station where you can get candy and popcorn and all that fun stuff, too.
It's just perfect. And again, it's like built for the family. And I think what's so wild about it is during the holiday season. So it's after Thanksgiving, before Christmas, it's right before Passover. I mean, Passover is in April, but all the different holidays. So what's so great about it is people are with family this time of the year. That's my point. And since people are with family, there's no reason to say, you know what, instead of us sitting around the house watching some games on TV or just, you know, eating around the house or whatever, and it's not the quote-unquote day of the holiday, come on out to Globe Life Field. Do something a little bit different. And if you've done it before, I'm preaching to the choir. You already know. I think it's one of the biggest secrets in all of the nonprofits in North Texas that this venue was available because Jared just happens to be, how about your pre and post game TV and radio hosts? And he also does some play-by-play too.
That's right. Yep. Very cool experience and one that you don't want to miss. It's fun for all, which is exciting, like you said. And you know, it is right before holidays where people like to, you know, maybe do gifts at the end of the year. So check out the silent auction. We have a lot of really amazing items there. Everything from sports packages to being able to go have dinner with maybe a local celeb. So
you never know.
Yeah.
And you know what else? You mentioned the celebrities that are walking around, legends walking around. There's actually some current Ranger players that show up too, and they bring their families. That's what kind of environment it is. It's not like, okay, let me go up and do this nonprofit thing and show up at the dinner or whatever. No, they bring their wives and kids. They bring their uncles.
And that's really fun, I think, for a lot of people to be able to see those, you know, professional athletes being
just
themselves, right? They're being a person. They're a dad. They've got their kids running around. Yes. Their wives are there with them. And so, it's a very personable,
Yeah, it's not like cookie cutter. It's just relaxed. And again, not just current Ranger players, former Ranger players, of course, but more than just Ranger players. You'll see former Cowboys there. You'll see former Mavericks there. You'll see, in other words, legends. They're just walking around, hanging out. And some of them have their championship rings on. Some of them have Super Bowl rings on. Some of them have the World Series rings on. And also, it's not just, you know, Stars, Mavericks, Rangers, Cowboys. Athletes who live in this area that grew up, they may be in the off season, they may be retired. They're even hanging out there. You just never know who you're going to bump into.
That's right. And it's a great opportunity for us to have some of the participants that we've supported over the years through our grant process come out as well. And so I think that's the important part is being able to see the connection to the mission, right? So you'll see other athletes out there with different abilities that, that just really highlight what it is that we're trying to do with bringing more access to inclusive and adaptive sports for anyone really that yes. needs it here in the area.
We're talking with Adrienne Majors. She is the executive director of the Sandlot Children's Charities. And Adrienne, you've been doing this for a couple of decades. I'm not going to age you, but you've been doing this a long time. And again, with nonprofit and for-profit leadership, fundraising, strategic growth, and everybody knows about your passion for disability advocacy and the proven track record of bringing inclusive programming and powerful partnerships together. I mean, you're the perfect fit to be the executive director of the Sandlot. So how did they get you over there?
Thank you. I appreciate that. It was very kind of you. You know, this is one of those things where I feel like all the stuff that I've done in my career leading up to this moment really paved the way mm-hmm. for me to be able to take that leap and take this on. You know, I've spent the last 8 years with My Possibility. So on the nonprofit side, serving the disability space, as you mentioned, this is very personal. So mm-hmm. Corey and I have a little girl who's 12.
Lucy. She's famous on the radio, KNC Masterpiece.
That's kind of, I don't even know if she realizes it. and so we learned very early after she was born that she had a brain injury. And so that kind of propelled us into this world of disabilities and inclusion and what that can look like and what advocacy looks like. So a little over a year ago, I happened to have coffee with Jared, and Jared obviously knows, I know him through Corey, through the station and that sports connection there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And he shared with me this vision of trying to bring something to life here, making a bigger impact than the grants that they've been able to do over the years. And how he really wants to bring this idea of a, like I mentioned, a universally designed, which means like the highest qualification for ADA compliance. So, you know, people with either physical or even intellectual disabilities, that this space is truly made for them, but one that's inclusive. So anyone could work out there. So there's a facility in Phoenix called Ability 360. And they have something like this that they've been doing for 14 years out there. And when he spent time out in Phoenix with the Rangers,
mm-hmm. spring years, training,
he's going,
yep,
mm-hmm, he's been going over there, talking to their team, really trying to figure out how do we make this happen here in the DFW area. It's an incredible facility. They have 45,000 square feet. It's an outdoor lap pole. They've got indoor basketball courts, a climbing wall, a track, exercise rooms, all the equipment you can think of. And it's made for anyone. Mm-hmm. And what's great is they've got about 65% of their membership are people with disabilities and 35% are they're just community members. And they've got
the community.
Yeah, they've got backing from the Phoenix Suns and from the Diamondbacks. So it really is a big community. Number one, there's a huge need for it, but it's also a way to fill that gap in the community and bring bring folks together, right? And to truly illustrate what inclusion looks like. So that was Jared's idea when he told me about, you know, wanting to build something like that here. It just kind of felt like, ooh, let me know when you're ready to do that, because I might be interested in being a part of that. So fast forward, the board decided that if we were going to be able to make that impact here, that we needed to have someone that could be dedicated, you know, 100% of the time on trying to move this forward. And then I had the opportunity to apply. So it just, the stars aligned.
Yeah.
And I think, like I said, you know, the stuff that I've done in my career leading up to this point really helped set me up to feel like, you know, this would be a good fit for not just me, but for the Sandlot.
Exactly. It's a journey that you've been on. And again, this is the next chapter, so to speak. And I was thinking as you were speaking, I mean, when you were working with My Possibilities, they've got a whole campus now. And mm-hmm. I think you were around when they started growing. So
what?
You've lived through this. And so it's like a perfect fit. Am I wrong?
No, not wrong at all. That's exactly right. So they did a big capital campaign to bring this campus to life. And I helped with that from a marketing standpoint and was here when we moved into the campus. So, so I've lived that capital campaign life. And I'm really just really very much enjoying my time over here now, being able to go, you know, spread the word of what our vision is and really try to sell that it's not just a vision, it's a vision with impact, and there's a need for it. And we have over 340,000 people with disabilities in North Texas alone. Mm-hmm. And in my experience of meeting with different programs that provide adaptive sports, I know how challenging it is to have access to a facility that's truly meant for the people they serve. So we know the need is here, and I'm excited to, like I said, take some of the skills and things that I've learned over my, we don't have to say how many years of doing stuff. And
like
and
this, you're seasoned. You're a seasoned vet.
Sure. I'm seasoned.
You know what's so wild? Again, you look like you're 17 years old. So, I mean, 18, okay. 19, go to college. You look like a college girl. And not Corey's it. Lucky to have you in his life. With that being said, can you explain where... Now, you're talking about the vision. Can you talk about where the Sandlot Children's Charity is right now? In other words, is there any kind of facility at all where you do things, or is it just an office where things go through? In other words, show where you are, because I love these stories about how nonprofits grow, and sometimes they grow from nothing at all. It's just a thought, and then they might have a small little space somewhere, or they have an idea, and it takes wings, and they get the partnerships together. Can you talk about where the Sandlot Charities, Children's Charities, is right now and where it was maybe a few years ago?
Of course. So Jared founded this 8 years ago, and they've done remarkable work in the past 8 years without having a paid staff by really, you know, utilizing Jared and his connections. He's got a great board of directors that are all there because they support him and trust him and want to do right by him, along with a partnership with a third party agency that's really helped him run the day to day stuff over the past 8 years. And it's incredible. So really what that's looked like over the 8 years, it's not a physical space. Mm-hmm. It's really been more providing that financial support. So
right.
Putting forth what's called a grant process where different organizations could kind of throw their name in the hat, so to speak, to receive some of the funding that is raised from the big event that they do, Swinging for a Cause here. So that's really historically what they've been doing. So no physical office, no actual programs of their own. One of the things they did do is with some of the funding that they granted out to My Possibilities, it supported the North Texas Unified Soccer League. Mm-hmm. And so Sandlot had a team, which was really great. So we have ambassadors that are kind of like a young professionals group with opportunities to network and volunteer with some of these programs that we support. And so a lot of those folks would come out and play soccer.
In that facility, like in Plano, like off of 121? Or something. I'm trying to remember.
So off of George Bush. Right off of George Bush, in between Independence and Custer. Mm-hmm. They've got great soccer fields out here that were put in thanks to the FC Dallas Foundation. And some of their partners. So really great facility out here. And basically what unified soccer is, it just means people with and without disabilities playing together. So it's a true inclusive sports opportunity, which is right up the alley of what Sandlot aims to provide, right? Mm-hmm. So it really was a great mix. And again, all the worlds just coming together. All my worlds coming together.
Yeah, because like stuff. I said, you're experiencing this. This is not like new to you. You're like, okay, I've got some knowledge I can share.
Right. So that's really what we've been doing over the years. And it's been amazing the impact that they've been able to make, granting out probably over $275,000 to over 20 different organizations over the year. So, the goal then is for us to be able to make an even bigger impact. So I do have an office space over at Pegasus Park, which I don't know, you probably are very familiar with that building, mm-hmm. Over near the Design District. It's part of the Water Cooler, which is put on through Light of Hill Philanthropy and the Dallas Foundation. And it's an incredible space that brings together nonprofits and foundations that are all focused in kind of three different areas of environmental, education, and health. And so we're very fortunate to have a space over there. It's small. It's just me in an office. So it's not a place to have programs, but the idea is when we bring the sandbox to life here in DFW, we will have that physical space. You know, the idea is to have about 60,000 square feet of an indoor facility with outdoor fields and mm-hmm. ability to play sports outside as well, and be able to not just implement our own programming, that is inclusive or unified, but be able to be a hub for all those adaptive sports programs in the area and know that they have somewhere they can go that meets the needs of the people they serve and is truly made for them. And that's not something that's always available.
You're exactly right. And I wanted to ask the question, and again, we're not giving anything away about the big announcement coming up on December the 7th, but at the same time, people wonder, how difficult has it been to put this vision together? Because you don't just do this overnight. It's like you've got to get the right partners. You got to get people who also see the vision or understand the vision. And I think it helps that, in the Phoenix area in Arizona, they've actually done it. So you can say, see, it can be done. It's just not a dream.
Right. And that is, that is the initial challenge. And you're right. It does not happen overnight. And, that is something for me and my own personality that I have to remind myself every day that, okay, I've only been here 6 months. Mm-hmm. This is it's a slow burn to raise the funds for something like this. So really our first phase goal is about $8 million. It's making those connections and just putting ourselves out there and talking to everyone and anyone that will listen to us tell our vision, because you never know when that person knows somebody else looking to make that kind of impact.
Exactly.
So, it's been in the works. Like I said, it's been in Jared's mind for a long time. It's important to make sure that we do things right. So he consulted with a strategic partner to really kind of talk through how this could work and do that due diligence, so to speak. And it takes time, but we're at the point where we're ready to go. Like mm-hmm. we're hitting the ground running. We're raising funds now. We're looking for partners and people that want to be part of this movement, because as I mentioned, Dallas doesn't have anything like this, and we are a hotbed of pro sports teams. We have all here. So,
and the World Cup's coming next year. I mean, all eyes in this area.
I mean, all eyes are going to be on us next year. And, again, it's not just a vision. It's a vision for something that is going to fill a critical need here in the area. And so many people benefit from that. It's not just people with disabilities. People without disabilities are going to benefit from mm-hmm. it. It's going to affect families as a whole. Imagine being a family that has a child with a disability, and you want to be able to go work out and take care of yourself, but you can't because I don't have a space that is safe for my kid, or I don't have childcare for my kid. The idea is that this space would be for the entire family, whether you have a disability or not. Everyone can work out together. Working out is so much more than just the physical mm-hmm. health aspects. There's all mental health aspects that That's go right. into that. For people with disabilities, it's also about working on some of their social skills or having a sense of belonging and feeling like you're part of a team. So, mm-hmm.
and that goes into the mental wellness part.
Exactly. So it's been really fun to help share this vision and talking about it with people out in the community and just waiting for those dominoes to fall so that we can purchase a property and make this happen.
You know, it's wild, and a lot of people in the nonprofit space understand this. It just takes one person. I'm talking about one person who's moved in their heart. We're talking about somebody who's got the wherewithal to get the ball rolling. I mean, you got the ball rolling, but to like push it over the top, and you just never know who that somebody is. And you don't know until they know about you and say, wow, this is right in my wheelhouse. This is the kind of thing that I partner with. Or this is the kind of thing that, you know, my family would love to be to share in, you know, the helping of this community. I mean, it's just that simple, right?
It should be that simple, right?
It should be.
And you're right. And a part of what, you know, we have to do in our due diligence is make sure that this idea is something that's sustainable, right? So we have plans and information we can share about our revenue models and how we can ensure that once we have this facility that it stays, right?
Right.
That we're not just raising money to keep the lights on, that we're able, you know, having a community space like this, as I mentioned, benefits the entire community. So you could have any kind of vendor event out there.
You could have a
fun run or a 5K for your organization and lots of ways.
Yeah, it's not limited. It's unlimited.
Correct. So, yeah, I mean, and to your point earlier, having that space to point at and look at from Phoenix really helps, I think, tell our story. I'm a very visual person. I come with a marketing background. So being able to share their video, they have a video on YouTube that shows their facility, being able to take that in front of someone, whether it's, you know, a potential donor or partner, and be able to say, like, see, this is what we're trying to do. That helps so much. I joke with them that their video's been on YouTube for 9 years. And I said, you're getting all these hits on your analytics now because I just keep sharing the video with everybody. Mm-hmm.
Well, again, for those who don't know, the mission for the San Luis Children's Charity is to offer financial assistance to children with physical and intellectual disabilities, particularly those seeking athletic opportunities and sport-specific experiences. The goal is not only to deliver enjoyable activities, but also to promote the continued development of social and leadership skills for these deserving youth. And that's, like I said, while you're trying to get the vision to happen, you've been up and running for 8 years, and so it's like you're doing a couple of things at once. And so it's like when I say that, it's not like, okay, we have an idea, but we haven't done anything yet, but we think it's going to work. You're
right.
Doing it now, and it's just the next step, and this is the goal.
Exactly.
It's just that simple. And I've been saying this, but next week is the beginning of the next couple of weeks for you that are going to be very, very busy. This coming Wednesday, KNC Masterpiece with the Peace-a-thon, and they're raising money for the Sandlight Children's Charity and My Possibilities. And then on December the 7th, a Sunday that the Dallas Cowboys are not playing on, the big event, swinging for a cause at Globe Life Field. Can you tell us again what we were talking about at the top of this conversation about how people can find out more information and a little bit about the big event itself at Globe Life Field?
Yes. Thank you. So if you go to thesandlot.org, there's a button that says events at the top of the page on the right. Click on there and it will take you to all the information about Swinging for a Cause. We still have tickets available. Our tables have sold out. So it's going to be a great event. We're going to have amazing turnout, but we do still have tickets available. So go check them out. This year we have a kid price ticket, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. That was, you know, something that we learned would make this more accessible for families to be able to bring their kids out. So very excited. Go check it out and let us know if you have any questions.
Again, it starts this Wednesday, KNC Masterpiece at the Peace-a-thon. And again, they do raising all kinds of monies, talking sports that whole day, going into Thanksgiving. And then again, the mypossibilities.org is where you'll find out more information about that charity as well. And you've had the fortune to be a part of both organizations. And again, I think you're the perfect fit and the perfect time. Adrian, I'm so happy for you, and I'm really happy for Jared and the Sandlot Children's Charities because it's just meant to be.
Chris, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And thanks for being on the show. We're going to talk to you again after that, and I'll see you at the event on the 7th.
I can't wait. See you there.
And joining us right now is another good friend and a longtime source of great information. He is Jason Mazza, the Senior Director of Media Relations and Community Engagement with the Better Business Bureau. And we're going to talk about, since it's the holiday time of the year, How about this list you sent me? And by the way, people do love lists. The list you sent me are
the 12 scams of holidays.
The 12 scams of the holiday, the naughty list. You got to be naughty or nice. Santa and everybody else says you got to be naughty. I mean, got to be nice and not naughty. So let's talk about the list that the Better this Bureau has compiled of the naughty top 12 holiday scams. Jason?
Yeah, great to be here as always. You know, we can continue thanking you because we got to get the word out from scam. Nobody wants a scam for Christmas. Nobody wants to unwrap a holiday gift that's a scam packaged really neat and nice nowadays. They're getting tricky.
Yeah, can you talk about this, especially this time of the year, because people are trying to be extra careful, or at least put it like this. They're like, oh, I don't want something bad to happen. And maybe this happens with seniors or people who are too busy. They're like, I think I need to take care of that. And it turns out to be a scam.
It's usually inadvertently. Right. They fall into a trap. And three of these scams radiate from social media, which we love so dearly to connect with people during the holidays on social media. So our first one is just that misleading social media ad. People think, well, I see some brand new Nikes or NBA apparel, and I'm going to click on that. And unfortunately, it's a trick.
Yeah,
it is a website set up by a fraudster that's taking out social media ads. They're taking out money to get our money. They're paying for ads to capture you. So misleading social media ads are just rife this time of year. That's our first one.
They're very, very, very tricky. And you mentioned this time of the year. I guess the second one on the list is the gift exchange idea.
Yeah, the Secret Sister is now online. Secret Santa, you've heard of these. See, now they've evolved to so many, you know, like a wine, pass the wine kind of a gift exchange. The only problem with these is that you don't know who's part of these lists. It could be one person will break the chain and the whole tree falls apart. This gift exchange could be illegal. It could be illegal. It's the Postal Service says these aren't really things to do if you don't know the people in your ring. So stick to the secret gift exchange in your inner circle only. Don't allow strangers in.
And this is how they get you. They say, pay it forward. They tug at your heartstrings.
They do, unfortunately. And they're going to catch us off guard. They're going to catch us off guard. So that's not something. You don't want to keep the guard up. Keep the guard up.
Oh, yeah. And you say there's like a twist about like the Secret Santa dog.
Yeah, you get a $10 gift card for your secret dog. I mean, pets are involved in this, unfortunately. So, yeah, it's just gone 10 different directions.
They're tugging at heartstrings. I mean, everything. And, again, these are just scams. And, again, this is the naughty list. This is the 12 naughty things about the holidays that the Better Business Bureau wants you to be warned about. Holiday apps.
This is on your app stores. They're taking out these apps again, like the Track Santa, you know, app or Track Rudolph app, and they look fun. They look great, but unfortunately, they're traps. As soon as your youngster downloads it, it's collecting information in the background. It might serve you up some malware. So the holiday apps, don't be fooled by, they're not all legit.
Okay, this is another one. This is, of course, technology. You know, sometimes you're driving down the highway, and it turns out it's a tollway. And so guess what? You don't have to throw the coins into the basket anymore. They will send you a letter. But then you say, this time of the year, there's fake toll collection texts?
This is going crazy in Texas, yeah, with our tollways. Unfortunately, I mean, we might have inadvertently driven on a toll road without knowing, you know, traveling. We're out of our normal pattern of travel this holiday season. So we think, oh, we get that text saying, you owe us a toll, pay here. You click the link, you go down a dark path, and you end up paying a scammer. So, yeah, the fake toll collection texts are just ramping up just this time of year especially.
This is just really wild because you mentioned this, knowing that this is the time of the year where people get together with family, and most of the time you're driving. Unfortunately, with the airlines, there's different kind of delays and things that's slowing people down. And a lot of people say, you know what, we'll just drive this year. And then, like you said, you're using your GPS. I mean, this happens to everybody. GPS says, oh, bad traffic on this major thoroughfare. Let's go down this way. And like you said, it's a new way, and you don't know it's a tollway. And then all of a sudden, like I said, you normally would get like a regular text. Or not a text, but maybe even an email, because they know your license plate, and they'll say, hey, you owe us, you know, $4 or whatever, or $3, whatever it is, for being on this toll. And people, these scammers are taking advantage of that whole system, right?
Yeah, everybody's getting these texts. So, yeah, I might have driven on a toll, but it's for better safe than sorry.
You can't remember. Yeah.
You can't remember, so you end up paying them, and, yeah, a lot can happen.
Yeah, I think a lot of people fear that they're going to get pulled over by the police because, hey, we see you owe some toll tag money. I mean, that's why they pay it online. They're like, got to clear this up. We don't want to get pulled over. We don't have a warrant attached to my name on a toll.
Exactly. That fear is always there.
So, yeah, so they're be careful.
They prey on that fear, yeah.
Free gift cards. That's number five.
We love gift cards. We love them. You know, it's a safe way. It's kind of generic. It's general. But, yes, cyber criminals, they don't even need the gift card to scan to take the money off the gift card. They don't need a physical card. They just need numbers. As soon as you go to the card and it's been tampered with, and you load money, you load funds,
right?
Guess what? They get a note saying there's money on this card now that you know you pre-scan. So they take the money away. So when you end up giving a card, it's a phantom card. There's no money attached to it. It's crazy how that happens.
Okay, so let's slow down here a second. You're talking about gift cards that people can purchase in a store, or you're talking about the ones online?
Both
wow.
directions.
Wow.
Yeah, very unfortunately. So if we say pick from the back of the rack. More than likely, there is a card that hasn't been tampered with. The back code.
Yeah, look on the back. Yeah, look on the back to see if anybody's torn that thing. Right, torn that.
That's
the code.
That's step one. And then if you can register the card with the cashier, that way they can hit you up right there and saying, "Oh, well, wait a minute. This card's been registered. It's a bad card. Go get another one. Or let's just go ahead and load funds right here." To make it safe. That way you don't have to do it yourself. So that's the one way. And the other way is, yes, the e-gift cards can be tampered with as well. So all they need is digits. All they need is numbers.
So you got to be leery and weary. And ironically, this again is the time of the year and the holidays especially, because sometimes you just don't know what to get somebody, whether it's, you know, the holidays or even year-round birthdays or whatever. You're like, you know what? Maybe just give them one of these gift cards. It's a $100 gift card, and they can get what they want. And a lot of people do that because, you know, I think everybody's happy. Most people, if you put a nice card with it or you say it out of sincerity, you're covering the base about I'm being sincere. It's not like your grandma saying, well, a gift card, that's so impersonal. No. Nowadays, a lot of people would prefer a gift card. Scammers out there capitalizing.
That's right. Millions will be lost, unfortunately, for the next year based on gift card scams.
Okay, this is also the time of the year. In fact, my son and daughters did this a few years ago because holiday time of the year, they got some time off after school. And also, there's people who are not even students. They're like, it's a gig economy. These temporary holiday jobs, can you go into that a little bit in detail?
Yep, there's seasonal work to be had out there, but job seekers just got to watch out for these scams. They're taking money. They're stealing money and your personal information. I'm telling our youngsters, the money in your wallet, the data that you share is like money in your wallet. It goes out the door quick and they could use it for bad. So you want to put your best foot forward. You leave your as much details when you fill out a job application.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it could be somebody who's not a legit recruiter trying to get you a holiday job, repackaging stuff, maybe in a store, but you fill out some stuff online. So temporary holiday work, watch that. It could be a scam.
Yeah. And you mentioned like in the store, but some of these scams are saying, hey, we need somebody to deliver some things like, you know, like a regular delivery service that you trust, like UPS, Amazon, or even DoorDash. You're like, we need extra help. And that you got to look at the source. You can't just say, OK, here's some money I can make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Repackaging shipping scams. I mean, that's a big deal. People are looking to get some jobs. It's easy work. It's from your house or it's in from your car. But yeah, again, you're sending out a lot of data when you apply for a job, and you want to be mindful. You put your best foot forward. But again, if it's in the wrong hands, it could be dangerous.
Number seven on the list, imposter scams. Talk us about those.
This isn't going anywhere anytime soon. People are posing now with AI and technology.
Oh, yeah.
Cyber criminals can clone voices. They can mimic faces, and it may look like a legit person on the other side. Posing as a government authority, let's just say your IRS, let's just say your government, let's just say police. So they're trying to get you to pay up or to offer information. They start on social media many times too. So it's getting harder to detect who's an imposter and who's the real deal nowadays.
Does this affect seniors more than most others? Or, I mean, is there a particular age demographic or in a demographic period, male, female, older, younger? I'm just trying to figure out who's affected most by these, like you said, these imposter scams with AI, because I kid you not, AI is a tool. It's not perfect, but there's a lot of people who are tricked by it because there are people who know how to use it to give bad information, disinformation, and take advantage of you.
I'd say people that are isolated, that don't aren't social, people that are on an island, that purposely don't have social media, that purposely aren't talking to others. So maybe it could be a senior citizen, or it could be somebody that just doesn't have a presence. They don't know that it's coming. So it's good to share with your family this Thanksgiving to say, hey, have you heard about this imposter scam? Let them know before they get tripped up, because it's usually those people that aren't aware that it's happening. They usually get duped.
And Jason, this AI is so good as far as making the fake deep fakes, whether it's the videos or just the audios. It can sound exactly like somebody that's not real. It can look like somebody and it's not real. It's crazy out there. And you, like you said, if you're isolated and don't know this exists, you could be duped.
Yeah, it's the Wild West again with AI. So AI for good, but there's also AI for bad. And our cyber criminals do know that.
It is the holidays. We're going down the list, the naughty 12 for the holidays. The Better Business Bureau, Jason's here to help walk us through this with number 8, fake charities.
You know, we're so giving this time of year. It's that end of year contribution period. Last few weeks, they're busy, and there's all kinds of charities out there. There's the big ones, and there's the not-so-known ones, the smaller ones. So who do you trust? Who do you know is the real deal? We all want that dollar to go further during this time of year, but there are lots of pop-up charities that just aren't the real deal, or they're mimicking the real deal. They have one character that's off in the toolbar.
Right.
A zero can be an O, and you won't catch that, and it'll take you to a different charity. So, yeah, you got to watch these.
And I think you guys have a website set up. Is it give.org?
Yeah, give.org is our partner for the Better Business Bureau. They review and verify charities. So you can bounce it off of that website if you're unsure, if you haven't heard of a charity. But even if you haven't and they're not on give.org, they're a small charity. They're the guys outside that your store, department store, is asking for money. Poke a little bit more, ask a little more details, information about their board of directors, the management of the group, where they're based out of, and just, ask them more questions about your charity.
Number 9 on the list is fake shipping notifications. Break that down.
Hey, no doubt we're going to get some package at some point during the holiday. We're all ordering online, and these shippers are busy. So yes, there's that fear of missing out at that package. You get a text, you get an email saying, we missed you, sorry, click here to reschedule your delivery. We missed you, sorry, there's extra fees involved, pay here. It's going to happen, but just make sure you're intimate with your shipper. Track the package directly from the email receipt, not from a third-party text that's out of the blue.
And one of the angles that they try to get you on is, hey, shipping fees, we got to get that package to you. So just give us the information so we can make sure it gets there on time, because it turns out it's stuck somewhere. And it's only going to be another $20 or $50. Next thing you know, they stole your information and your money.
That's correct, unfortunately. So yeah, we there's that fear of missing out, right? FOMO is real. You think, I need to get that package in time for the holiday. So you click, give information, you invite something, or you pay, and there you go.
Let's talk about the calendar scandal. It's number 10, Advent calendars. Explain what that is for those who aren't familiar with it, and talk about how people are getting scammed with those.
Each year they're putting out these special calendars. There's a list of a bunch of them, but the Advent we're focusing on for sure. They're ads that are popping up on social media saying, hey, this is a great calendar to have. It's designed just for certain holidays. You can use it for workplaces. It's designed to set up to capture people that want to be sensitive to the holiday season, every single holiday for every single culture. So they're great to have, but again, this could be something where you end up paying for something. It's a counterfeit product or even nothing at all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is wild. Again, it's they're taking advantage of people's naivete or, like you said, FOMO, fear of being left out. Yep. Number 11 on the list. Holiday. Go ahead.
Those holiday wish lists. These are the must have. Cyber criminals know this. These are the things that are in demand. They're out of the stores in stock. So where do they go? People go online to find these knockoffs, or you know, they end up with a knockoff, unfortunately. We're talking the Legos, the expensive apparel, the high demand items.
Right.
All you have to do is just Google what they are and you'll find them. And guess what? Your cyber criminals will say, I'm going to park a website and then I'll attract people to buy from me. And then guess what? I'll scam them. So that does happen every year.
And this includes toys like stuffed animals. I mean, whatever's popular, whatever you think the kids want or what, you know, even adults or young adults want, you got to have the latest, the coolest thing. And they're taking advantage of that, saying, hey, here's the hookup. Here's the cheat code.
That's right. There you go. Everybody wants that special in or that. Hey, but in the end, you're not going to get it. You're going to get a knockoff, a counterfeit item, or you're going to get scammed out of your money. So just watch those pop up. Shops offering those in-demand toys.
And number 12 on the list, puppy scams. Talking about tugging at your heart.
Our friendly pets, our furry friends. People are looking during the holidays to add, you know, a furry friend to the household. But 80% of those sponsored pet ads you see online are generated. They're more than likely fake. 8 out of 10 times you will encounter a pet ad that's fake. So They're using, again, they're pulling those heartstrings, as you said. They're using pets as the bait.
And here's the thing that's real tricky about pets in the holidays. Even if you're not scammed that kind of way, where it's a fake thing where they offer to help you get a puppy, and we are well aware of the puppy mills and things like that, but there's something, I think maybe you and I talked about this. I know I talked about this with the SPCA. When people give pets as gifts during the holidays, sometimes the families that get the pet, they either get tired of the pet or it turns out to be a bigger thing that they could handle, or just, you know, whatever it was, it wasn't a perfect match. It was just, okay, we're going to gift you this pet. This is the time of the year, actually in January, right after the holidays, where so many pets get turned in or so many pets, unfortunately, get left out on the side of the road. Because the family doesn't match or the person doesn't match the pet. And that's always a shame. And so even though this is not directly like a puppy scam, it's something to think about when you say, oh, I know my niece would just love this little cat, or she would love this little puppy, or this is the perfect little bunny rabbit.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right. You're right 100% of the time. So we agree, adopt before you shop. Foster before, you know, get to know the temperament of the animal, get to know the breeder a little bit more before you just hit buy on an online ad that's promising a puppy that's never going to arrive. So I agree with you, same thing, just to make sure you get to know the pet and or the breeder before, see it in person, test it out, because a pet's a responsibility, not a gift.
So Jason, we're talking with Jason Mesa with the Better Business Bureau here in Texas, and Jason, can you tell us some other things that not on the necessarily the naughty list, the 12 scams of the holidays, that this time of the year that the Better Business Bureaus have to deal with or are there's very, it makes you very busy. A lot of people ask you about these things this time of the year.
Yeah, I'm hearing this. It's like the big year to shop. So unfortunately, the stores will be busy. Travel scams ramp up a lot as well. So you think you're clicking on a good deal to head home for the holiday, last minute trip, but there's so many restrictions built around it. If you click a great deal, you won't get to travel in these days, or you don't get to upgrade, you don't get to cancel, you don't get to, so things like that. Just watch the fine print. We all need to slow down, read the fine print, look at the terms and conditions. Is that going to be returnable? Can I do this with it? So just know that we all got to really hit that pause button and just ensure that what we're buying, we can return it, and or what's the terms around it.
By the way, you guys do a great job helping businesses, especially small businesses, and people always want to reference the Better Business Bureau when they're looking at any kind of business, whether it's online or brick and mortar, if they're credible. And they check with the Better Business Bureau just to see if that particular business is credible. Can you talk about the services that you have for those? Maybe it's a new business and it is brick and mortar, or maybe one that's online that, you know, would like the credibility or the stamp of approval from the Better Business Bureau. Can you talk about some of that process?
Sure. We've been doing this since 1912. So we've been around the block quite a while. People do know to check the BBB for, you know, complaints, reviews, feedback. You're going to get an assessment of what kind of experience you're going to have going into an organization or a business. If you check what their letter grade is or rating, you can see what other people have experienced before they got to us. It's just that extra layer of protection we feel for consumers to, you know, bounce some feedback off of us. But at the same time, small businesses as well, they should consider adding a BBB, layer that BBB accreditation on top, or just to make sure that they are in contact with their profile, because your future consumer or client will see that.
What's part of the process? Let's say I'm a small business owner and I'm listening for the first time. I'm like, yeah, I think I need that because it's a competitive edge.
Yeah. And 98% of small businesses in Texas are considered a small business. I mean, it's an overwhelming number. So it's in the best interest of you as a business owner, shopkeeper, manager, to ensure you got a good presence online. Everybody's doing the online purchase. They're going to check before they go step foot in your store or make a call. So, yeah, just one more thing to consider is having a great BBB presence or profile. And then if it's not, clean it up.
Are more people reaching out to you online, or is it, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, since the pandemic, especially, you know, a lot of people do business a different way. A lot of people work from home. There's more of a presence with the gig economy as opposed to traditional 9-to-5 jobs. When people reach out to the Better Business Bureau, is it a brick and mortar where they come into the office to talk to you, or they talk on the phone, or do they do things online? I'm trying to figure out how people do business. It's kind of like how people do more shopping online now through Amazon or whatever business has an online presence and they can just have stuff delivered to them.
Right. Yeah. A lot of our services, the pandemic did kind of reveal that we can mitigate or migrate all of our stuff online. So yeah, we're mainly online now. We do have some presence. We are in, you know, our cities in Texas. So you can catch us at events. You can catch us at workshops and stuff. But yes, the majority of the transactions happen now online. You can apply for, you know, BBB profiles online. People can submit feedback online through Scam Tracker. All this happens on our website. It's just a great place to be, is a great place to start. I say start with trust. Start with BBB.org. Anything that you're looking for to hire somebody, you're unsure of a business. If you are a business and you want to, you know, level up your what you call a digital reputation, then yes, consider the Better Business Bureau.
And I think also, since people are online so much, you know, you're able to browse. You're able to take your time, and it's very convenient for a lot of people. Like I mentioned, even when they're shopping online or getting food delivered to their homes online, so BBB.org can solve a lot of your problems ahead of time. I've even talked to doctors, Jason, where nowadays when you're making a doctor's appointment, instead of sitting there in the waiting room and they have you fill out something on a clipboard, you can do it from home. And so when you arrive for your doctor's appointment, if your doctor's appointment is at 12 noon, you can get there, you know, 15 minutes ahead of time or whatever, and they'll say, hey, you're ready to come see the doctor because they already have your information because you did it at home online. I mean, it's just a more efficient way to get things done. And I figure with you guys, the BBB.org, it kind of solves some of those things as well.
It's part of our homework. It's part of the task, you know, that due diligence that you got to do before you enter into a contract or shake a hand to buy something in exchange. Yeah, you want to do that homework and you want to see the legitimacy of a company or a group. So the same thing, you price shop, you compare, you price match, you would do the same thing. Just add this into there. You know, I'm going to check the BBB to make sure to see what they've seen on this business, just to double check. It might be a bad business. You don't know until you've checked the reviews. And again, legit reviews. There's a lot of review companies out there. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are doing in the reviews business. Again, been around for 113 years. Yep. So you want to be sure that you're going to a trusted resource.
That's right. And it's the pinnacle. In other words, some of these review places might be newer. They might be, oh, I've heard about this. But everybody knows and respects the Better Business Bureau. It's like, okay, they got the stamp of approval from the BBB. They must be good one way or the other. And I'm going to zip through the naughty list once again before we wrap it all up. And if there's anything you want to throw in there as we zip through, because some people might not have caught this, and I wanted to go through the 12 so they can be a fresh reminder. The naughty list for the BBB's 12 scams of the holidays. As you know, next week or this coming week, it is Thanksgiving, and that's where it all begins. Number one, for those who were like I said, were missing this, the number one thing is the misleading social media ads. Number two, social media gift exchanges. Number three, holiday apps. Number four, fake toll collection texts. Number five, free gift cards. Number six, temporary holiday jobs. Number seven, imposter scams. Number eight, fake charities. Number nine, fake shipping notifications. Number 10, advent calendars. Number 11, holiday wish list items. And number 12, puppy scams. Jason, with that being said, let me ask you a personal question. You work for the BBB, but have you ever been scammed yourself? Tell the truth, because everybody's vulnerable. You know, they may be working too hard one day, or you just hit the wrong button one time.
I've gotten very lucky. I've been a near miss victim, if you can consider that. I've been somebody that offered a little too much information, caught in the crosshairs. But yes, not a money loss, but really close to having ID theft at that point. So again, if that happens and you suspect you're a victim of ID theft, you really need to start the cleanup process fast, like a spill on the floor. You really got to ensure your banks are in tune, your credit cards, even your credit report, the three agencies that do your credit reports. You got to be mindful to reach out to those. And I think I'm safe for now, but, you know, knocking on wood, hopefully we don't.
Oh, I got to have to come clean. Just a few months ago, I'm minding my own business, but I'm multitasking, right? There was a button that popped up, and I'm just trying to get through stuff. I'm like, oh, this got to be an ad. And it was about, you got to have extra security for your laptop. And I'm like, I got security. I'm good. And that's what I'm thinking. But I hit the button accidentally because I'm trying to click that little X in the right-hand corner, and my thumb was just a little bit too big. How come? Boom, 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 boom. All these ads started popping up, and I'm like, no. And thank goodness I was able – I got a tech guy that I know real well, and he was able to shut that stuff down. But it's like, you just got to be careful out there, right?
There you go. So you let a Trojan into the back door of the house at some point, and once it gets in there, it just fires off a bunch of ads and crazy pop-ups. Good for you. You have a local pro and a tech you trust. That's the best way.
In fact, that's another recommendation I would have. Check stuff through the BBB.org, but also if you know somebody in tech, please take care of them during the holidays and make sure if you have any situation, you can call. It might be your nephew. It might be somebody, especially in this day and age of technology. And again, even brick and mortar situations, if you go into a shopping center somewhere and you're not sure about a small business or you just want, or if you are a small business and you want to make sure that you get the best representation or the best seal of approval, please go to bbb.org and check things out and browse. Basically, just look around, go down the different pages and see all the different things that are possibilities, right?
Yeah, it takes a few extra minutes, but it's worth it in the end if you avoid a scam or if you avoid ID theft, because it takes 2 to 3 years, arguably longer, to clean that up when it does happen, and it's painful.
One other thing, this time of the year, you know, it's the holidays and sometimes the weather's changed and all that. Is there any advice you could give on weather-related travel or just being careful out there? Even though it's not a business, it is something that people are concerned about. And, you know, again, your voice speaks volumes, Jason.
We try to tell people, I mean, it's, do your homework before you head out. This could be traveling. Mm-hmm. It could be anything. Before you head into any kind of handshake or agreement, or before you go into a scenario where you're unsure, doing your due diligence ahead of time with plenty of time, it's worth it. They say add 5 to 10 minutes to your commute if you know there's fog in the area or some, little things like that.
Yeah.
Same thing in your approach to businesses or just, you know, trusting somebody else. Just do your due diligence. Check ahead of time on a reputation.
Exactly.
Your word is your bond. Am I right?
Exactly. And the main thing, like you said, you've got the time. We're in an instant gratification world, but at the same time, people just need to take their time and do their homework ahead of time before they make any kind of moves. Jason, again, thank you for joining us, man.
I appreciate the time. It's great to shout to the masses and get the good word out because it is that time of year.
That's right. And thank you all for joining us on Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm Chris Arnold. So long, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.